Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We left off on daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We're at the two dots toward the bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines before the bottom of the page. So the, or 10 lines, the Mishnah had said that Kachim Kalim Ne'achalim B'Kol Machne Yisrael. So again, we're still working on that Mishnah at the very beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah that was almost a daf long, where the Mishnah went through the history of Klal Yisrael's different travels and the Mishkan's different travels, and when Bamos were Mutter, when Bamos were Aser. So we're in the second section, where it says that Mishahukam HaMishkan, after the Mishkan was set up, Bamos became Aser, Avodu was done by Kohanim, Kachim Kachim Arnecha Lefnim Klaim, inside the curtains, and Kachim Kalim B'Kol Machne Yisrael. So we're dealing in the Midbar, they had a Mishkan, Kachim Kalim K'bi'in B'Kol Machne Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Amar Avhuna B'Kol Mekomos Yisrael. That means that in the Midbar there was no actual technical Machne, so it means wherever Yisrael wanted to go eat his Kachim Kalim, he was allowed to eat his Kachim Kalim. As Rashi writes, Kasal K'day T'chashta, Da'afilu Yatza Echad Mehen Chutz L'Machne Yisrael Ochum Kachim Kalim Sham. That means, we're assuming Rav Huna means at this point, that if an individual Yisrael decides that he's going to take his Kachim Kalim and go outside of all of the Machanos, go beyond where any other members of Klal Yisrael are, he could eat it wherever he wants, because wherever you are is Machane Yisrael. What makes a Machane Yisrael? Because you're a Jew, and you're there. So wherever you are has a din of Machane Yisrael in regards to Kachim Kalim. That's the Gemara's Hava Amina of what Rav Huna means. So, Aval Machane Lo Havi, but there was no din of a limited machne. Wherever you go, it becomes the machne Israel. So, frak the Gemara, Esve, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, machnos b'midbar lo havai. Is that true? There were no machnos in the midbar. V'atanya, we have a brisa that says otherwise. Kishem shemachne b'midbar kach machne b'Yerushalayim. The brisa says just like there was machne b'midbar, so too there was machne in Yerushalayim. Meaning in Yerushalayim, how was it split up? In Yerushalayim laharabayis machne Yisrael. From Yerushalayim until the Harabayis, that was all considered the Machne Yisrael. May Harabayis l'shar Nikanor Machne Levia. From the beginning of Harabayis all the way to Shar Nikanor, that had the status of Machne Levia. Mikan ve'ilach Machne Shechina. From Shar Nikanor and in, that's all considered the Machne Shechina. But the Brisa says that there was a parallel three Machnos in the Midbar as well, including Machne Yisrael. Just like in Yerushalayim, the limit to Machne Yisrael was Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim was no longer Machne Yisrael. So to the Midbar, there was a limit to what's considered Machne Yisrael. And a Yisrael who goes outside beyond Machne Yisrael, it's not considered that he's eating the Kachim Kalim in Machne Yisrael. Vehein hein klaim sheba Midbar. That Machne Shechina, the last one that we mentioned, the parallel in the Midbar is the klaim, is the curtains in the Mishkan. That's the status of the Machne Shechina. So, but bottom line is, you see that there was a Machne Yisrael even in the Midbar. So answers the Gemara, Ela Ema, what Rav Huna meant to say is, Bekol Makom Machne Yisrael. What he meant to say is, let's say the Jewish people were encamped in one location, and they had the Mishkan set up, and you shecht Kachim Kalim, so you have Kachim Kalim meat that now could be eaten, but then the Jewish people travel, and the Mishkan is taken apart and it's set up again somewhere else. So the whole machne changed. The whole location of the machne changed. So should you say that the kachim kalim that you have became nifsal because it's no longer in that same original machne? So Rav Huna's chiddush is no. Wherever the Mishkan travels, so wherever the Jewish people set up camp, wherever the new machne Yisrael is, that has the status of machne Yisrael. Says Mar Pshita, of course it does. Why wouldn't it? So Mal Detemiv Sil Biyotze. No, I might have thought that it's nifsal Biyotze. Yotzei, because once the Mishkan is taken down and you're traveling, you're in no man's land. You're not in Machne Yisrael anymore. So Kamash Mulan therefore comes to tell me that it's not Nifsal B'Yotzei. If you look at Rashi, Ema B'Kol Mekomos Machne Yisrael Sha'afilu B'Shas Siluk Masa'os. Even while you're moving, Ein Nifsalim, it doesn't become Pasal. Elam Malichanimo, you bring that Kachim Kalim with you. ubimakum chaniyasan ochlin b'machne. And whenever you rest again, whenever you set up camp again, that's when you can eat that kachim kalim again in that new machne. What Rashi implies very clearly is that while they're actually traveling, they were not allowed to eat the kachim kalim. The kachim kalim became mutter again whenever they set up a new machne Yisrael wherever they went. If you look at Tosfos, Ema b'kol makomos machne Yisrael, says Tosfos, shafilu b'shasilu kamusaos ein nifsalin el malichun imo ubemakom chaniyasan ochlin b'machne kach pirush b'kontrus v'nira da'af shas halichasam shari. Says that's what Rashi says, but I think even at shas halichasam, even while they're actually traveling, it's mutter. Kivin da'amrin le'el afal pisha nasa o'al moed hu. Since the Gemara says even while traveling, it has the status of o'al moed. V'dafka kachim kalim afal pisha nasa o'al moed hu afal kachim kachim d'bayi mechitza kivin d'nestalka masos ein machna shchina kayim. He says, but that din that you're allowed to have it even while traveling is only going to be true of kachim kalim. That's not going to be true of kachim kachim, because kachim kachim has a requirement of mechitza. There's no mechitza of a machne shchina while they were traveling in the midbar, because they took down the entire mishkan. So in the absence of mechitza, that same halacha would not apply to kache kachim. In the Birei Adaf over here, quotes from the Shiurei Hagramad. I'm not sure who that is, but the Shiurei Hagramad, who says, why is it that it's dafka by the machne shchina? The Brisa adds on vehein hein klaim sheba midbar, whereas when it could have said by machne Yisrael vehein hein hadgalim sheba midbar, meaning there were parallels to each of the three machnos in the midbar as well. On the machne levia, could have said vehein hein makom chanias halavim sheba midbar. That was the location where the Levim resided in the Midbar, where the Levim encamped in the Midbar. So he explains that only by the Machne Shechina is the Machne Shechina Ledoros mamish like the Machne Shechina in the Midbar. Because both of them were Mukafes Mechitza. Both of them were surrounded by a Mechitza. The only difference was that Machne Shechina Ledoros was surrounded by a Mechitza Shal Binyan, whereas the Machne Shechina in the Midbar was a Mechitza Shal Klaim, a Mechitza of curtains alone. But the Machne Levi and the Machne Yisrael Sheba Midbar were not Mukafes Mechitza at all, like it was in the Beis Olamim L'doros, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it's dafka by the Machne Shechina that the Tana mentions Vehein Hein Klaim Sheba Midbar. He says it's meduyik this way in the Rambam, because when the Rambam discusses the Machnos by the Machne Levi and the Machne Yisrael, the Rambam puts in the Kaf HaDimyon. He says it's Ki. The Machne Levi and the Machne Yisrael in the Midbar was like the Machne Levi and Machne Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It was Kim Machne Yisrael, Kim Machne Levi. When he describes the Machne Shechina, he says without it, a Chaf HaDimyon. He just says Machne Shechina. So the Rambam picked up on the fact that the Gemara only mentioned what the parallel was between the Midbar and Beis Olamim by the Machne Shechina, and did not mention it when it came to the other two machnos. So says the Gemara Veima Hachinami. So we just said I'm at a thought that it's Nifsal Biyotze when they travel. So Kamash Malav, it's not. But why not? So I'm a Krav Nasa Ol Moed Afal Bishanasa Ol Moedu, because we have a drasha from the pasuk that even while traveling it has the status of an Ol Moed, and that's what we saw the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. What about while the traveling was actually going on, or only after they actually encamped in the new place? Fine. Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Od Acheres Haisa. There was actually a fourth location that had its own set of halachos that was sort of in between two of the other machanos. And that is Vichel Ezras Nashim, he, Veloa Yonchen Aleha, is Vichel Ezras Nashim. Now, really, the Chel and the Ezras Nashim are two different locations. The Chel surrounds the Ezras Nashim. It's a Tanama area around the Ezras Nashim. So it's unclear whether the Gemara just means the Ezras Nashim, or it's saying the Chel and the Ezras Nashim. But this location, if you look at the Shidim Betzes, he says, Ha'isham Ezras Nashim v'lo onshin alei. He takes out Chel, that it was Dafka the Ezras Nashim, that they wouldn't be onshin alei. What does it mean they weren't onshin aleha? So if you look at Rashi, he explains, Oda Cheres Haisa, Machne Revius Chalu, there was a Machne Revius, a fourth Machne, Chaluka me Harabayis u me Azara. It wasn't exactly like the Harabayis, nor was it exactly like the Machne Shechina, like the Azara. V'loha you own shenaleh ala nichnas labetuma. What distinguished it was that you didn't get punished if you went in there while tame, meaning while tzvul yom. M'sachskelim farish mayi chalukasu me'arabayis. And M'sachstamin explains why it wasn't exactly like Harabayis either. So it wasn't exactly like Harabayis, nor was it exactly like the Shechina, but like the Machna Shechina. But says the Braisa, and this is going to be the line that we focus on a little bit more, Ubeshilo lo hayu el shnei machnos. In the Mishkan Shilo, they didn't have three machnos. Normally you have Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, Machna Yisrael. By Mishkan Shilo, they only had two. Thing is, el shnei machnos bilvad. Thing is, the Braisa never tells us which machna was missing. It just tells us there were two. So, heminayu lo hava, which one didn't they have? Now, it's not an option to suggest that the Machna Shechina wasn't there. You had a Mishkan, so there's no way that the Machna Shechina wasn't there. Machna Shechina was there. The only two options are either the Machna Leviya wasn't there, they didn't have a Machna Leviya, and you went straight from Machna Shechina into Machna Yisrael, or there was no Machna Yisrael. So those are the options. So anyway, so which one wasn't there? Amar Rabba mistavered the Machna Leviya Havai. Says, well, I could tell you that the Machna Leviya must have been there, which is another way of saying the Machna Yisrael was the one that they didn't have. But there had to have been a Machna Leviya, as Rashi points out, Umachna Yisrael hu dechaser, and it was the Machna Yisrael that was missing. Dimloke the Machna Yisrael avoy v'lo Machna Leviya, because if you're going to tell me that it's not true that they had a Machna Yisrael and not a Machna Leviya, diisal kadaitach Machna Leviya lo avoy. If you want to tell me there was no Machna Leviya, says the Gemara, then nimtu zavin v'timei mesim mishtalchin chutz l'machna achas. It would turn out that a zav and someone who's tamei mes are sent to the same place. They're both sent outside of the Machna Shechina, which immediately becomes the Machna Yisrael. And Torah Amra, but the Torah says, V'loyitmos Machanehem, Tein Machna Lezeh, Machna Lezeh, that they're supposed to be separate Machnos for a Zav and a Tamei Meis. So how could it be that a Zav and Tamei Meis end up in the same place? If you're going to tell me that Machna, one is supposed to be sent Chutz L'Machna Shechina, the other Chutz L'Machna Leviya. But if there is no such thing as a Machna Leviya, everyone's just sent Chutz L'Machna Shechina and ends up in the Machane Yisrael. And that can't be. They can't end up in the same place. If you look at Rashi, Nimsu Zavim Timim Mesim, Mishtachon Chutz L'Machane Shechino Levada, Dashneim Mutarim B'Machane Yisrael. They're both allowed to be in the Machane Yisrael, because I'm reading Mishtachon Perakel Dvarim. Machanehem, Shtei Machanos, Mashma, Achas L'Kol Zav, V'Achas L'Kol Tamei Nefesh. So it has to be that there was a Machna Leviya. And therefore, Mishtalchen Timi Mesim Machna Shechina, Umutarim B'Machna Leviya. So and therefore, if there was a Machna Leviya, those who were Tamei Meis were not allowed to be in the Machna Shechina, but were allowed to be in the Machna Leviya, V'Zavin U'Balei Keri and Mishtalchen Chutz L'Machna Leviya. And Zavin U'Balei Keri was not even allowed to be in the Machna Leviya. So it has to be that they have two different locations. This is halach lemaisa even nowadays. This idea that a tamei meis is nishlach chutz l'machna shechina, but is permitted in machna leviya, whereas a zav is not even permitted in machna leviya. That's the big issue about going on harabayis b'zman hazeh. We assume that we all have the status of tamei meisim, and there's nothing we can do about it because absent the parah aduma, we can't get rid of our status of tamei meisim. So wherever a tamei meis is not allowed to go, we are most certainly not allowed to go. So the machna shechina, we're certainly not allowed to go. But the Harabayis is not Machna Shechina. The Harabayis is just Machna Leviya. Tamei Meisim are allowed to go on Machna Leviya. It's just Zavim who are not allowed to go on Machna Leviya. The challenge that we have as in terms of going on the Harabayis is that Chazal were gozer that every Ama Aretz has a din of a Zav. We no longer have the physical symptoms that a Zav has. The Zav is some sort of disease. We don't even know what it is. We don't have it exactly anymore. So as realistically, we are in Zavim, but Chazal declared that every Ama Aretz, and we're all Amaratzim when it comes to Tumen Tara, because we have absolutely no practice in how to deal with Tumen Tara, so every Ama Aretz has the din of a Zav. That's why we don't go in Harabayis, because we have the status of a Zav. Elamai, a Zav, there are two factors, there are two reasons why some people do go in Harabayis. Number one is, they don't actually go in Harabayis. The Harabayis itself is 500 Rabbos by 500 Rabbos. Not everything behind the Kotel is the Harabayis, and they go with trust. trusted guides who could tell them that where the Har HaBayis really is and isn't. And the second factor that some people actually do go on the Har HaBayis is they assume, well, if I have a tumah of a zav, so a zav could just go to the mikveh and get rid of the tumah. Tumas meis, there's nothing you could do. You can't get rid of it. You need para aduma. But zav, that's easy enough. Just go to the mikveh and you get rid of tumah zav. You get rid of tumah zav, then you go on Har HaBayis. The counter argument, or one of the counter arguments, is you go to the mikveh and you can get rid of tumah zav, but even after going to the mikveh, you're still an ama aretz. And Chazal Ragoza, that every ama aretz has the status of tumah zav. So going to the mikveh doesn't help that, because as soon as you come out, it's like tovel v'sheretz biyado, because as soon as you come out, you're viter an ama aretz, and you can't, you still can't go into the machne levia. But that's the difference between tumas meis and tumas zav. It's halach l'maisa. So anyway, but bottom line is, says the Gemara, it can't be that there was no machne levia, because you can't send the tumas meis and the zav to the same place. So amalei Rava elamai. So Rava says, well, what's the alternative? What else are you going to say? Machne Yisrael avai. The only other option is to say that there was no machne Yisrael, and that there was a machne Shechina, machne levia, but no machne Yisrael. Well, then nimtzu zavenu mitzorain mishalchel lemakom echad. Then it will turn out that a zav and a mitzora are sent to the same place. Why? A mitzora is sent even outside machne Yisrael. A zav is sent outside of machne levia. But if there is no such thing as machne Yisrael, they're both sent outside of Machne Levia, then they're going to end up in the same place. V'atorah Amra, but the Torah says, Badad Yeshev, that a Mitzorah is supposed to be alone. What does it mean, alone? Shelo Yeshev, Tamei Acher, Imo. He goes to a location where someone else who's Tamei doesn't have to be forced out to. The Mitzorah goes beyond where anyone else who's Tamei is ever going to be forced out to. A Tamei Meis is only forced outside of Machne Shechina, a Zav is forced outside of Machne Levia. A Mitzorah goes even further. He goes outside of Machne Yisrael. But if there was no Machne Yisrael, it turns out that the Zav and the Mitzora end up in the same place. So this is a major suffix. What the Gemara is saying is that there are two possibilities. Rabba and Rava each suggest a possibility to explain what the Braisa means when it says that there are only two Machnos. Either there was a Machne Levia but no Machne Yisrael, or the other way around. And you're stuck either way. So before the Gemara explains what we mean when we said that there were two Machnos, L'chora, we could have been poshet this suffix based on the Mishnah that we said before, the Mishnah we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, that Bizman Shilo Kachakalim were Ne'achalim B'kol Haroa. So that line, L'chora, is a critical line to be poshet this suffix. Kachim Kalim normally are allowed to be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, which is Machne Yisrael. Now, why is that din not the same? Why is it that by Mishkan Shiloh it was Nechal Bekol Haroa? So Behechrich, you have to say that it was, that there was a din of Machne Yisrael. Kachim Kalim were Nechal, are allowed to be eaten in Machne Yisrael, and Kol Haroa had the status of Machne Yisrael. So L'chora, we should have been able to be poshet the Safek that way, that Kol HaRoa has the status of Machne Yisrael, because you see that there's a limit to Kachim Kalim, and that is B'Kol HaRoa. And if you're going to say that the din of Achila B'Kol HaRoa, no, maybe that's a new din, because in the absence of Machne Yisrael, so we couldn't say Yid and Machne Yisrael, because there is no Machne Yisrael, so instead it's B'Kol HaRoa, so then it's Muchach from the din of Kol HaRoa Lehebech, that there was no Machne Yisrael. It's a question how you understand it, but that line is clearly telling you something about this Shaila. It's just, we don't know how. You could understand it that it's being mechadish to you, that this has a din of Machne Yisrael, or it could be telling you, no, since there is no Machne Yisrael, so maybe we have to come up with another guide to where Kachim Kalim could be eaten until, and that's going to be Kol HaRoa instead of Machne Yisrael. The Sfas Emes writes that really the reason for Rabbah, the Machne Yisrael, was they didn't have Machne Yisrael b'shilo, was because they had a din of Kol HaRoa, and Kol Machom Sharo and Ashilo had a din of Machne Yisrael. So, meaning, the way he understands it is that the Bryce is telling us that in Shilo they only had two Machnos, meaning a Metzius Shal Machnos, they only had two Machnos b'Metzius. Machne Shechina, Machne Levia. They had a din of Machne Yisrael, but it wasn't an actual Machne, it was just Kol HaRoa. And Rava disagrees with Rabba, because he holds that the Kavan of the Braisa was that B'Shilu they only had two Machnos, meaning not just two Machnos B'Metzius, says the Sfas Emes, but Rava holds there were two Machnos in din, that there were only a din of two Machnos. And it turns out that according to Rabba, there were actually Shalosh Machnos, because even though there was no Metzius of a Machne Yisrael, but there was a din of Machne Yisrael in Kalaroa. That's how the Sfasemis understands it. Briska Rav ala Torah also has similar chakira, whether this din of, he has this exact chakira, whether this din of Kachim Kalim Nechalim Kalaroa, is it because that Kalaroa has a din of Machne Yisrael, or is it in the absence of Machne Yisrael, we do Kal Haroa instead? But either way, we're stuck either way. If you're going to say there's no Machne Leviyah, we're stuck, because then the Zav and the Tamimes end up in the same place. If you say there's no Machne Yisrael, we're stuck, because then the Zav and the Mitzora end up in the same place. So says the Gemara, what do we mean that in Shila they only had two Machnos? El Eliolim Kulu Tla Sahavu. No, obviously they had three Machnos. So Milo Hayu El Shtei Machnos. What do we mean when we said that they only had Shtei Machnos? Leklita. It meant that there were only Shtei Machnos when it came to Klita. Normally, Arei Halavim are able to be kolate to serve as an ir miklat for someone who murders b'shogeg, someone who kills somebody else b'shogeg. So that's what we're saying, that there were only two machnos l'inyan klita, that there was no machne leviyah to be kolate the horgim, to be kolate people who killed b'shogeg. But machne leviyah in regards to tumah zav, absolutely that existed. A zav was sent out outside of machne leviyah, and a tamei mace was sent out outside of machne shechina, but was permitted a machne leviyah. So you had a status of machne leviyah for that. It's just it wasn't kolate anymore for people who killed b'shogeg. Says the Gemara, wow, that implies Michal de b'midbar havai kol to machne leviyah, that the machne leviyah was kolate in the midbar, that it's only once they came into Eretz Yisrael that the machne leviyah stopped being kolate. That's amazing. So is that really true that there was the machne leviyah was kolate for someone who killed b'shogeg in the midbar? Says the Gemara, in that's exactly correct. Vatanya, we have a brayse that says like that. V'samti lecha makom, so we darshan v'samti lecha makom b'chayecha. That first of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was told that the makom is going to be his makom, meaning his machne leviyah is going to be a place that's going to provide refuge for people who kill by accident. So you will learn from there that even in the midbar there was such a din of galus. Where did they go to? The machne leviyah. So they went to the machne leviyah. Unbelievable. There was a din of klita in the din of ir miklat, so to speak, in the midbar. Now, in Parshas Chukas, Meshech Chachma has an unbelievable vart. Meshech Chachma points out, okay, so there was this din. If someone kills b'shogeg in the midbar, the machne leviyah is kolate. Meshech Chachma says it was a din, but it's like a ben sora mora kind of din. It was in theory, it was never practiced. How do I know that it was never practiced? How do I know that it never actually happened? He said no one ever actually killed b'shogeg in the midbar. This din never took effect. How do I know? He says, because it says in the pasuk, when Aaron HaKohen dies, Vayifku oso kol Beis Yisrael, that the entire Jewish people cried when he died. So he says from that pasuk you see that there must have not been a rotzeach nefesh b'shgaga the entire time in the midbar. Why? Because normally when a kohen gadol dies, if someone is stuck in galus, the guy who's stuck in galus celebrates when the kohen gadol dies. He doesn't cry over the death of the kohen gadol because now he goes free. And therefore, if Vayivku so kol Beis Yisrael, if every single, without exception, kol Beis Yisrael was crying over the death of Aaron, it must have been that there was no one in galus. Unbelievable vart of the Meshech Chachma. So anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter, Mikan Amru. So based on this, we say Ben Levi Shaharag. If a Ben Levi kills someone, Golam Mipelech LePelech, he goes from one town to another. Vim Gola LePolcho Polcho Kolto. And if he goes to his own town, that's also okay. Meaning, let's say Ben Levi lives obviously in the Arei Halevim. So what if he kills? Can he seek refuge within his own community, within his own town? So Polcho Kolto, Rashi says Vim Gola BePolcho means Kigon Mishchuna LShchuna in his general city, but he has to leave neighborhoods. He has to go at least from one neighborhood to the other. He can't just stay in his house that he was in the whole time. He's got to at least go to a different neighborhood. Mikra, Amar Avacha Breid Ravika, ki bi'ir meklato yashav, ir shekalatato kvar. We learn bi'ir meklato yashav that even if it's a city that's already providing him refuge, even if it's a city that he's, not refuge, but even if it's a city that he's already been sheltered in, that he already lives in, that city could still provide him with refuge. So he doesn't have to necessarily go to another city. So there are several ways that the Rishonim understand these couple of lines of Gemara about this fellow who doesn't leave his own city. Rashi and Tosos sound like they're saying, or at least the first Biur in Tosos sound like they're saying that L'chadchila, really he's supposed to go to Ir Acheres. B'diyeved, he could go mishchuna l'shchuna in his own city. But l'chadchila really is supposed to go to a different city. Tosos in their second biur, in the second explanation, say no. Even l'chadchila, he can go within his own city mishchuna l'shchuna. When we say that he's gola me'ir li'ir, that's not telling us a din l'chadchila. Gola me'ir li'ir is telling him he has the option, which is actually easier for him on some level, to go from one city to another city. How's that easier for him on some level? Because if a person is gola mishchuna l'shchuna, he's not able to leave that shchuna. He's much more limited. He's got to stay in that neighborhood. He can't go out of that neighborhood, even within the city. Whereas if he's gola me'ir li'ir, if he goes to another city, he's not going to be limited to one neighborhood. He'll be able to go throughout the entire city. So on that level, it's going to make life easier for him to actually leave the city entirely. So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. It's coming to tell me that he can leave, that it's a lechatchila for him to leave the city, but that he's also permitted to leave the city and go to a different city, and that might be better for him on some level. And then the third pshat, the Rambam in Hilchos Nezikin and Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes that it all depends on where he killed. If he killed in his city, then he's got to go dafka to an ir acheres. But if he killed outside of his city, then he can be gola to his own city. So it's not a lechatchila b'diavad situation according to the Rambam. It depends on where he was when he killed. The lashon of the Rambam is Uben Levi Shaharag Medina, so gola le Medina acheres me Ari Alavim fishakulun koltos kamoshi ispar vim harag chutz me Ari Alavim ubarach li iro hareza kolto. That's what the Rambam writes. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam says it depends on the situation. Just another quick idea. If he killed in the Gemara Maseches Makos on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara Maseches Makos says that Harag Ba'osay Ir Gola Mishchuna L'Shchuna Uben Levi Gola Me'ir Li'ir, and a Ben Levi is Gola from one city to another. What does it mean Harag Ba'osay Ir? Someone kills in that city. He goes from neighborhood to neighborhood. Says Rashi, it means let's say you have a Rotseach who's already in an Ir Miklat, and then he kills again by accident in that same in the Ir Miklat, so he can't leave the city, says Rashi. He's got to stay in that city because he's bound to that city from the first time he killed. So then he's got to be gola mishchuna l'shchuna. Then he goes from one neighborhood to the other neighborhood. Minchas Chiluch just points out that lulei divrei Rashi, you could have said that when we say that rotzeach that which we say that a rotzeach that kills bi'ir miklato is gola mishchuna l'shchuna means that he doesn't need to go to an ir acheres. Not that he's not allowed to go to an ir acheres. One could have said that it's a chiddush, that it's dailo, that it's enough to go mishchuna l'shchuna, but if he wants to go to an ir acheres, because on tehid go to an ir acheres, that would be fine as well. Anyway, but Rashi says otherwise. Vayter, says the Gemara. We're at the two dots now in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah then went on to say, Bo Le Gilgal, stage 3 in the travelings of the Mishkan. So once they came to Gilgal, the most critical thing that happened, Hutru HaBamos. The Bamos became Mutter when they came to Gilgal. So now we're going to discuss Bamos. Tan Rabbanan, Kal Nidav Nidav Hayakarav Bebama, She Nidav Nidav Einkarav Bebama. That anything that could be brought as a neder and a dava was allowed to be brought on a Bama Ketana. If something was not able to be brought as a neder and a dava, it was a carbon chalva, it could not be brought on a Bama Ketana. Mincha Unazirus Craven Bebama, Div Rameir. Rameir says, and therefore, Karbanos Mincha and a carbon of Nazirus, Karbanos of Nazirus, are allowed to be brought on a Bama. Why? Apparently he understands that that is nidav and nidav. That karbanos that a nazir has to bring is considered nidav and nidav. Now when a person becomes a nazir, they are absolutely obligated to bring their karbanos. Why is that called nidav and nidav? Because he has the option to become a nazir or not to become a nazir. By choosing to become a nazir, that means that's considered as if it was something that's a nidav v'nidav. The Mikdash David says has the following chakira. He discusses how could it be that Menachos and Nesachim were niskadish to be brought on a bama? How were they ever niskadish b'kedush saguf? By bamos you didn't have klei shares. Normally Menachos and Nesachim are only niskadish and klei shares. So we discussed this already last week a little bit. So you have to say that there was some sort of exception that it was either your niskadish or after the Yitzika and after the Blila and everything else, once there was nothing left to do with it, therefore it had Kedushas HaGuf, which is the way the Ravid explains the very chilik between the kiddush of a behema that has kiddush saguf as soon as you designate it as a carbon, because there's nothing left to do with it, as opposed to flour where there's still a lot more to do with it. So you got to come up with some explanation. But anyway, that's Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir Shita, only things that a person can bring as neder and nedava are allowed to be brought on a bama ketana. Mincha and nazirus are allowed to be brought on a bama ketana. The chamamrim lo kavru yachid ela olos ushlam bilvad. The cham say no, a yachid can only bring olos ushlamim. He's not allowed to bring the other karbanos. The menachos and the nazirus are not allowed to be brought on a bama ketana in the view of the chachamim. Meaning the chamam agree with the general principle nidav v'nidav. What counts as a nidav v'nidav? That's what they disagree. They say karbanos of nazirus are not a nidav v'nidav. Rabbi Yehuda talks on a different topic a little bit, but we're going to see that he disagrees with both Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shat tzibur v'ayachid makrivin ba'al moed shebamidbar makrivin ba'al moed shebagilgal. Whatever the tzibur and the yachid are allowed to be makriv in the ol moed shebagilgal, they were allowed to bring in the midbar. They were allowed to bring in the ol moed shebagilgal. Ma bin ol moed shebamidbar lebin ol moed shebagilgal. What was the difference between the ol moed in the midbar and Gilgal? Ol moed shebamidbar lo hayu bamos mutaros. Ol moed Gilgal, Bamos Mutaros. That an Ol Moed in the Midbar, it was only there. But Bamos were not Mutter. Whereas once they were in Gilgal, Bamos were Mutter as well. Ubamaso Shabarosh Gago, Loya Makrav Ela Ola Ushlamim. And when you had a Bama on Rosh Gago, on your roof, you only were allowed to bring Ola and Shlamim on that Bama that you had. V'cham Momrim, Kolshat Sibur Makriven Ba'ol Moed Shabamidbar, Makriven Ba'ol Moed Shabagilgal. The Chum say anything that a Tzibur was allowed to bring in the Ol Moed in the Midbar, they were also allowed to bring in the Ol Moed Shabagilgal. V'kan v'kan lo kavru yachid ela olo shlam bilvad. But in both Midbar and Gilgal, a yachid was only allowed to bring Ola and Shlamim. So if you look at Rashi, a few details over here. Rashi, Kol Shat Zibur V'Yachid Makrivin Baal Moed, in Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Rabbi Yehuda comes right after Rav Meir and the Chacham, where Rav Meir tells us the din of only things that are Nidar and Nidav, and Nidav can be brought on a Bama Ketana. The Chacham agree, but seem to disagree as to the definition of what is Nidav and Nidav. Then Rabbi Yehuda starts talking about Kol Shat Zibra Vayachin Makrivin Ba'al Moed Shebamidbar, compares the Ol Moed Shebamidbar and the Ol Moed Shebagilgal. What's he doing over here? Says Rashi, Dahainu, Kol HaKarbanos Kulam Nidarim Unidavos V'Chavos Makrivin Ba'al Moed Shebagilgal. All of the Karbanos can be brought in the Ol Moed Shebagilgal, Dihi Bama Gedola. Because that's a Bama Gedola. See, he's talking about a different topic than Rav Meir and the Chum we're talking about. Rav Meir and the Chum we're talking about a Bama Ketana. What you're allowed to bring in a Bama Ketana. Rabbi Yehuda starts talking about a Bama Gedola. But he's still arguing on Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. How? V'hashto polgad Rav Meir v'ad Rabbanan. D'mi diktani kol shat zibor v'chulei. Lashmin and de'in chilik b'al moed shab minbar lo moed shab gilgal. From the fact that he makes a big deal out of the fact that there was no chilik between the old moed shab minbar and the old moed shab gilgal. Mechal d'shaminu Rav Meir v'Rabbanan d'amri yesh chilik. He must have understood that Rav Meir and the Rabbanan think there is a chilik between the Bama Gedola, the old moed shab minbar and the old moed shab gilgal. Umachi luko, and what is that chilik? Shein yachid makrav b'chovos. It must be that a yachid was not allowed to be makrav a carbon chova. Meaning, it must be that according to Rav Meir and the Chachamim, the din that nedarim and davos can be brought on Obama, but things that are not nedarim and davos cannot be brought on Obama, was even by a Bama Gedola, that a carbon yachid was only allowed to bring the Dharma of Davos on even a Bama Gedola. The carbon yachid was not allowed to bring Karbanos Chova even on a Bama Gedola. And comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, yes, he can. Karbanos Chova, whatever you would bring in the Ol Moed Shebamidbar, you're allowed to bring in the Ol Moed Shebagilgal. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aft Sibur Lo Hikrivu, El Psachim V'Chavos Shekavolem Zman. Says even the Rabbi Shimon limits what you're allowed to do on a Bama Gedola even further. Says even at Tzibur, the Tzibur itself is not allowed to bring everything on a Bama Gedola, and the Tzibur itself doesn't have more rights on a Bama Gedola than a Yachid has, other than the fact that they're allowed to bring Psachim and those karbanos chova that have zman kavua, like karban tamid that's brought every single day, but a param davar siri avodas chavim that are karbanos of a tzibur that are karbanos chova but don't have a kavua zman, even the tzibur was not allowed to bring on a bama gedola. So that's Rabbi Shimon's limitation. So my time is Rameir. So now we back up. Well, okay, we had all these different shittos. We had Rameir telling us the din that on a bama katana, and we now assume means even on a bama gedola, Yachid is only allowed to bring that which is nidav and nidav. He's not allowed to bring his karbanos chova. The chachamim disagree with Rameir in terms of the definition of nidav and nidav. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that no, that karbanos chova are allowed to be brought by Yachid and by Yitzibor on a bama gedola. And then we had Rabbi Shimon that says even Tzibur is not necessarily allowed to bring all karbanos chova on a bama gedola, only certain karbanos chova that, like the karban pesach and a karban that's kavua lahem zman. Karban pesach is interesting; we consider it to be a karban tzibur, even though normally one of the criteria that makes something a karban tzibur is when it's one karban brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The way karban pesach works is every single Jew brings a Karban Pesach, every family brings a Karban Pesach, every Jew is Nimna on a Karban Pesach, but because all of Klal Yisrael sort of does it in unison, we all do it on the same day and we all bring it at the same time, so therefore it has the status on some level as a Karban Tzibur. It's a very unique kind of Karban Tzibur. It sort of crosses barriers of what a Karban Tzibur normally is, but a Karban Pesach has a din of Karban Tzibur on that level. So now, anyway, the Gemara backs up now and tries to say, okay, my time is Rameir. What's the reason for Rameir? Damakra Pasuk says Lo Sasun Ki Kol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you are no longer going to be able to do like everything you do right now here in the Midbar. Rashi says Ki Kol Asher Anachnu Osim Po Hayom Sha'anu, that we right now in the Midbar in the Midbar, whether you're Tzibur or whether it's Korban Tzibur, Korban Yachid, if you have a Korban Chova, we're allowed to be Makriv. And it doesn't matter if it's Chovos HaKavul HaMzman, Nakavul HaMzman, we're allowed to be Makriv it. But once we go into Eretz Yisrael, then the only Karbanos that you can be able to bring as a Yachid, an Ish, a Yachid, is only going to bring Kalayashar B'en of the Yesharos. And what are Yesharos? So we had that expression before. Yesharos are Nedarim U'Nedavos. Once we go into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says things are going to change. When it comes to an Ish, when it comes to an individual, only Yesharos, only Nedarim U'Nedavos. Back in the Gemara, Amar Lan Moshe Yisrael, Ki Ailisu La'aretz. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, Yesharos Takrivu. You could bring the Yesharos, you could bring the Nedarim U'Nedavos, but Chovos La Takrivu. The Yachid is no longer going to be able to bring a Karban Chova. So that's from Meir Shita, that Bein Bibama Ketana, Bein Bibama Gedola, a Yachid is not allowed to bring Karbanos Chova, only Karbanos that are Nidav and Nidav. Minachos Unazirus Yesharos Ninhu, and Karbanos Minchan, and Karbanos of a Nazir are considered to be Yesharos, they're considered to be Nidav and Nidav, and for Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, well, when it comes to Mincha, it's a non-starter, ain't Mincha Bibama. There is no such thing as a Karban Mincha on a Bama. The Rabbanon disagree with Rameir about that. Yes, there is such a thing as a Mincha that's Neder and Nedava, but you can't bring a Mincha on a Bama. They say that's out of the question. And Nazirus, when it comes to Karbanos of a Nazir, Chavos Ninhu, that's not optional. No, that's not something that's nidav and nidav, that's a chova. Very fascinating machlokas. When you put yourself in a position where you're going to have to do something, so does that have a din of a chiv, or does that have a din of an option? It reminds me a little bit of the tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh when he talks about tadir v'sheinu tadir kodim. So he talks about, let's say you wash three meals a day, and you say kriya shema twice a day, so is benching tadir, or is that only matzoi? So it's interesting, because benching is not something that you have to do, because you didn't have to wash, but once you wash, you're chayv to bench, right? So it's almost like a similar issue, something that you didn't have to do, but now you put yourself in a position, becomes a chiyuv, so do you consider that broadly, like a neder and a dove, or do you consider that something that's a chiyuv? Amar Shmuel, So Shmuel says as follows, Machlokas Bechatos V'Asham, the whole Machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim about the Karbonos of a Nazir. Nazir has a whole bunch of Karbonos that he could theoretically bring, depending if he's a Nazir Tame, Nazir Tahar, whatever it is. The whole Machlokas, whether it's considered Nidav is by the Chatos V'Asham. Avabolos U'Shlam Divrei HaKol Yisharos Ninu. But the Olos and the Shlam are for sure Yisharos. Why should it make a difference? Either way, it's something that he got himself into by becoming a Nazir, and now he's chayiv to do it, now that he is a Nazir. So he have to say is that Olus and Shlam, since in general those could be brought up in Neder and Nedava, so since as general the shame carbon of Olus and Shlam are more likely to be brought up in Neder and Nedava, so that there's more reason to assume that they are considered Nedarim and Nedavos. So Vikarvi, and therefore they could be Nikrav, even according to Ben Rameir, Ben Lechachamim on Obama. So most of Rabbah, so Rabbah says, wait a second, Chaz v'shok v'chumas lach metoda nagin b'bama gadol v'ein nagin b'bama ktana. The Chaz v'shok and the chumas lach metoda are done on b'bama gadol, not b'bama ktana. But notice what's missing. V'ilu hazra b'sheila shaira never mentions the zra b'sheila of a carbon shlamim that's done only on b'bama gadol, not on b'bama ktana. So yeah, b'shlam about olu shlam pligi. If there's a machlokas about the ola and shlamim, whether the ola and shlamim is considered nidav v'nidav, and the rabbanon say that it's not considered nidav v'nidav, so I understand why shlamim is off the list. Hamani rabbanon he, because we're assuming like the rabbanon that shlamim cannot be brought on a bama, even on a bama gedola. Eli iamrit bechatos vashem pligi. But if they're arguing bechatos vashem and everyone thinks a shlamim can be brought, well, how did Zerah b'sheila not make the list? Zerah b'sheila is shlamim. How did it not make the list? Hamani, it wouldn't be going according to anybody. But bein lecham bein rameir, it should have been okay. It's considered a nidav v'nidav. Eli yid marhachi yid masar. Rather, you have to say the following. Amar Shmuel machlokas be'ol v'shlamim. The machlokas is by'ol v'shlamim. That's what the machlokas, whether it's considered nidav v'nidav. Aval bechatos v'yasham divrei akol chovos linu v'lo karvi. Everyone would say that they are karbanos chova, and you can't be makriv achatos v'yasham. Okay, I'll stop there.